USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the self-inflicted crisis at the Mexico-U.S. border remains unresolved, the person in charge of the border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris, is out campaigning for fellow Democrat Gavin Newsom because this is what's important to the nation.
This recall campaign is about California, and it's about a whole lot more. They're thinking that if they can get this done in California, they can go around the country and do this. You've got to understand what's happening right now. What's happening in Texas? What's happening in Georgia? What's happening around our country with these policies that are about attacking women's rights, reproductive rights, voting rights, workers' rights? They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere. Well, we will show them you're not going to get this done. Not here, never.
Recall voting continues. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy. When at the pharmacy, picking up vitamins, or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Folks impacted by Hurricane Ida in the southeast United States continue to need help. Tim Berg reports on the suspected costs of Hurricane Ida.
Hurricane Ida may cost upwards of $95 billion in damages across the United States. AccuWeather initially saying the cost of repairs could be as much as $80 billion. The agency saying the U.S. economy could feel the impacts of the storm for the rest of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Roughly a quarter million people in Louisiana are still without power. As celebrities and leading Democrats are campaigning for recalled Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California, front-running Republican candidate Larry Elder was the victim of a racist attack in Los Angeles, California, Wednesday. A white woman in a gorilla mask threw an egg at Mr. Elder, a black American. Gavin Newsom has offered no comment on the attack. Mr. Elder said after the attack, he would not let these people deter his bid to save California. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the nation reflects on 20 years after 9/11 this weekend, NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick on Motor Racing Network describes how much life has changed in a couple of decades.
I'm not big on reflecting on much. I always, you know, look back and try to, you know, think about the things that I think about it more now than I probably did 5 years ago, only because Keelan makes me, and you know, he'll quickly remind you that you haven't done very well, and you'll have to remind him. Well, you know, you can look back and see some of these things, and you'll be like, oh, so it's kind of like we were watching the 2001 race from Daytona, and he's like, man, the TV looks funny, Dad. I'm like, yeah, that's just, you know, there wasn't HD TV in those particular days. He's like, well, why do your cars look so funny, and which one are you driving? So there's just, you know, 20 years is a long time. And, you know, I think as you look back, and it's fun to go back and talk through those things with him when we have those little moments, because really those are the only moments that I'll reflect back and think about or talk about those things, because it's just not in. It's not in the agenda of things to do on the daily basis, and we stay pretty busy on a daily basis with things to do. So it's really, those are the only times that we go back and reflect on those types of things.
I'm Lance Prime, USA Radio News.